Amara Tabor Smith. She's a choreographer, performer, and an initiate in the Yoruba Orisha tradition. Over the years, she's been infusing her performance work more and more with her spiritual practice. Her new show, Earth Body Home, continues that trajectory with a multimedia dance theater performance inspired by the Cuban-American artist Ana Mendieta. Mendieta was active in the 70s and 80s before falling to her death from a 34th-story window in 1985 under mysterious circumstances. She worked in performance, sculpture, and photography and called her work Earth Body Art. Tabor Smith describes her own work as Afrofuturist conjure art. KALW's Jen Chien spoke with Tabor Smith about that name and about her new show. And a note, this interview contains content that some listeners may find disturbing.
What is it that you're conjuring?
So I'm conjuring spirit through my work. I have grappled for many years with bringing the spiritual into my art practice in a way that's out. I've been closeted about it or working spirit on the down low, you know, but it was becoming more challenging to keep it on the
under. To keep it under wraps.
Yeah. And so about 3 years ago, I embarked on a project, a dance theater work that I made inspired by my dance teacher, Ed Mock, who died in 1986. He died from AIDS. So when I made that piece, it was the first time that I was really out with my collaborators and performers around that we were actually going to be conjuring his spirit, that it was going to be a moving seance.
Invite rebirth and renewal and resurrection. Dance the witnessing and dance to be witnessed.
And I had never really done that before, been so out or engaging so deeply with my performers in the ritual practice.
About knowing and a dancing about dancing. Dance into each other's back and we will be of one spine.
And what about for your audiences? What drives you to try to make that kind of experience for an audience versus just kind of a quote-unquote regular dance performance
right.
or theater performance?
Well, I think that, first of all, I've always been driven by representing issues in my work, social justice, environmental, you know, issues of sexism, racism, and have felt that the spiritual piece is usually lacking. There's kind of a way of looking at, in our more recent past, sort of marginalizing those who deal with from a spiritual nature as, you know, kind of new agey or, you know, giving it, I don't know if it's connotation or, you know, it's not looked at seriously.
Like serious art cannot right. coexist with a serious spiritual aim.
Yeah, or serious social justice work.
Uh-huh.
So I really felt like the ritual of conjuring spirit to make change was something that I personally wanted to tap into more deeply.
I'm speaking with Amara Tabor Smith, dancer, choreographer, and performer. So your new piece, Earth Body Home, mm-hmm. is inspired by the work of Ana Mendieta, the Cuban-American artist. And she worked in performance and sculpture, photography, film. She called her work Earth Body Art. And then that emphasis on ritual, nature, spirituality, and the female body, that all seems really resonant with your work and how you speak about your own work.
Yes.
How did you first come across Ana Mendieta's work?
Maybe 6 years ago, a good artist friend of mine, asked me, did I know of the work of Ana Mendieta? She was like, oh, you should know about this artist. Mm-hmm. And my friend was telling me about her, but also emphasizing the nature of her death. And the way she put it is, this was her words. She said, you know, she was a powerful artist. She worked in nature and she was murdered by her partner. Mm. That's what she says.
Mm-hmm. We should say that her partner was not ever convicted of
that's
that.
That's correct. That's why I'm saying these uh-huh, were her words.
Uh-huh. but it was a mysterious death, for
yeah,
sure.
It was. Uh-huh. And so I remember feeling chilled by her statements and her description. I did a little bit of research, but I actually, when I touched it, I knew I wasn't ready to go in and really delve into getting to know this artist. It was it
just your intuition.
Yeah,
said.
And it really scared me. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, and then last year I was in my program, in my MFA program. And one of my professors gave us an essay to read that was focused on Ana Mendieta's work. Her earlier performance work that she was most known for was a series called Rape Series. It was a response to the rape and murder of a student on her campus at the University of Iowa. The first one was an installation in her home. The lights were off, the door was ajar, and she was strapped over a table, and there was blood on her legs and on her butt. There are photographs of that work, and then there are photographs of another piece she did actually in nature, the same, her body in a field covered in blood. And I remember when we were in the class discussing it, there was this heated debate. It escalated to the point in terms of one student felt offended by the work, the other one was in support of her as an artist. The escalation of the argument seemed to be unusual, you know.
The emotions.
The emotions, exactly. And the class fell apart. And I remember being so moved and impacted by that experience. I felt it was time to make a piece about her.
Mm. Not only her work, but that people's reactions to
her
work. Yeah,
there was something about it that felt unresolved. And it became really evident for me, especially given my spiritual practice, that I needed to root this process in ritual, because it was so scary and unsettling for me, mm-hmm. even.
What do you hope that audiences are going to come away from Earth Body Home with?
Well, first of all, an awareness of her work. I've been really amazed by how many people didn't know about who she was, and also the power of her work. The celebration and activation of the feminine energy through the art. One other piece that's been really an important part of this work is grieving. I don't think that there was really a true public grieving for the loss of this artist. There was a way in which I felt like the process of making the piece for Ed Mock, He Moved Swiftly, prepared me for this next step of delving in. So this was going the next step in this performative ritual.